Olympic gold medalist Mo Farah's long road of international competitions has brought him here to Qatar, where he's championing mental health through physical fitness.
We can give back to the community or to younger kids to help them to live a better lifestyle, to be active, or to get moving, or whatever they're doing. That's all we can do.
This year's World Innovation Summit for Health in Doha is meant to highlight how major sporting events like the Olympics and World Cup can inspire countries to build better healthcare systems. As part of Qatar's initiative, a countrywide network of bike paths and parks have been built, and World Cup visitors will have access to free emergency healthcare.
And we realized it actually wasn't about football. It was creating this awareness that sports is an agent for change. You have the people who are believers and the people who are non-believers. You need to change those minds.
While Qatar is trying to be a leader in sports by hosting major international events like the World Cup, it's dealing with a health crisis of its own. The intense desert climate, hired house help, and a lack of pedestrian facilities often mean people don't get enough exercise throughout the day.
According to the International Diabetes Federation, 19.5% of Qatar's population is diabetic, ranking it 14th globally. And another report says 46% of adults here are overweight.
The burden on the healthcare system as we move forward is going to be unsustainable. You want to teach people how to take care of their health. Going to a doctor should be your last port of call.
Leading by example is Sheikha Hind bint Hamad Al Thani, the sister of Qatar's emir. She competed in her first Olympic distance triathlon last year. Sporting a knee injury from her race, this is her most popular Instagram post to date.
We need more brave women in the Arab and Islamic world. We need the crazy ones. That's what we need, the ones who understand that sports, movement, whatever one wants to call it, is good for your body and your mind.
With fewer than 40 days to go before the World Cup, many here hope the world's biggest sporting event will inspire fitness in Qatar long after the final whistle. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera, Doha.